In 2026, 3CR is celebrating 50 years on air.
Coming up is a podcast brought to you by the dedicated and diverse volunteers at 3CR. Just a quick message before you get there. For the month of June, we're asking listeners to donate to the station to help keep us going. We rely on the generous donations of the community to survive. Go to 3cr.org.au/donate and show your support for community-owned and community-run media. Thanks for your support and happy listening.
Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of the Yarra Bicycle Users Group radio show on 3CR Radical Radio. Thank you to Democracy Now! For the last hour of current affairs. My name's Chris, and we're proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. And Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio, we're a show about bicycles, cycling, getting around without combustion engine, advocacy, adventures, urban mobility, stories from beyond the cities too. And all sorts of fun, believe it or not. So I'm going to start off on what we've been doing here at 3CR for the last couple of weeks, which is our annual Radiothon. And if you haven't already paid up your pledge to your favourite show or just the station in general, make sure you do it by the end of... Today? Today's the 29th. Do it by the 30th. Because that's the end of the financial year and therefore you could make your tax deductible donation. So get busy in the next 24 hours. If not, right now. And thank you to all our lovely, lovely, lovely listeners. We have absolutely smashed our Radiothon target and that's great because... it also helps the greater station and helps other shows as well. And that's what the spirit of 3CR is about. It's community. It's that solidarity, staying staunch, banding together and organising and a whole bunch of other things that people on across the grid, you know, hundreds and hundreds of volunteers and so many other shows could probably articulate a hell of a lot better than I can right now. But thank you. We have made well over our $1,500 target. There was like a couple of ways you could have done it. You could go to our Give Now site, which I think is still up. You can go to givenow.com.au and search for Yarra Bug on 3CR, or you can go to 3cr.org.au/donate and go through the options there, or you can call us on 039419. Oh, better get the number right. That, yeah, 419-8377. So thank you so much. And I'm repeating myself here, but it is a really crucial time of year for the station where we've got to make $300,000 to keep us on air and keep this absolutely vital voice of the media going in a time of atomization and misinformation and very bland overall media reportage out there, which... sometimes I don't even think it passes as media reportage. There's some fascinating things in the last week or so, which I'm not going to touch upon here because it's nothing to do with our remit on the show, but what passes as media when it's just really someone having a bit of a dip in their life and they've got enough resources to go handle it and we have to know about it. But anyway, enough of that. Oh, Carl, you're a goose. Anyway, topics this week on the show. Now, first up, we got I got an interview with a new riding group that's starting off in Melbourne, Naram and Sydney, Eroa. Well, I'll let Andrew talk about that after a bit more news and events. But I must discuss The ride that happened on Friday night, which was, again, you're probably going, oh, it's critical mass, blah, you're going to talk about that again. Yeah, I will. This was a very different ride because not only did the ride go out to Moonee Valley or Moonee Ponds, which is kind of stretching it because I think critical mass in the last 2-3 years is going to places it kind of never really did before. And this time, not only was it to show the lack of on-road facilities for people who don't ride cars, drive cars. They've only got 400 metres of protected infrastructure for the entire area. And it was put together with the help of Active Transport Moonee Valley. Now, not only did ride out to the that area, also did a stop in at Racecourse Road to the Flemington Estates to show solidarity with the residents across the, well, right across Melbourne with the 44 Towers and the protests, and are really tone deaf. I know it's a long-term proposition what the state government doing, and I know that stuff, you know, I've heard arguments for and against for, you know, the quality of the housing stock must be renewed and all that sort of stuff. Yes, I understand it, but it's also really disintegrating and taking apart established communities and a whole bunch of stuff in a living cost of living crisis and just a horrific housing situation for everybody out there at the moment, except for those who are doing quite nicely. Okay, so I'm going to go play a little bit of audio for that, and thank you to Mr. Randall Stevens for providing a lovely sound, or I should say a playlist for the ride, and also Aaron for speaking at the end. So I'll just play that now.
Almost no protected bike lanes the entire ride. And that whole ride is what the pass we would normally take to get to the shops or to footy training, to the park. We have the good Moonee Ponds Creek Trail, but that doesn't take us anywhere. The places we went tonight are the places that we're expected to go, but we can't get there because if we weren't all here tonight, there's no way I would have done that ride by myself. And I could imagine a lot of...
Indeed, you wouldn't have ridden there by yourself on some of those roads. You know, Alexandra Road, some of the stuff through the upper northwest is really, really scary. I mean, I remember I had to kind of ride out that area a fair bit in a previous life, and it was when, you know, invariably traffic volumes were a bit lighter. But still then, even when you're on a service road, I had some pretty interesting situations out there happen to me with people thinking that flinging open a driver's side door was incredibly funny to someone who's riding home, tired from physical work, and, oh, you know, it's just hilarious, you know, just absolutely stuff up someone's day. You know, it's not good enough, really, is it? We're expected to, you know, to broaden this out, as mentioned on the show a couple of times, we've had... there's an ongoing and rapidly escalating campaign from Bicycle Network, the bicycle user groups, and a whole bunch of other groups around Victoria. Safe campaigning or safe... Oh, God, my brain has just gone pop. Anyway, I'll get the words in the right order in the moment. Basically, asking for 5% of the transport budget going to cycling and active transport, because we are 5% of that mix and we are growing. I mean, I'm only looking around at what I'm hearing and seeing. I think our so-called mainstream decision makers are really, really out of touch with what's happening at a much more diverse and younger cohort. It's amazing to see like the pandering that's going to people who have an established interest, but not much going towards what our future could be. And I see this kind of twisted and wedged in some pretty disappointing things with people not having an eye to the future with our transport mix. But I'm not depressed about it at all. I believe that what you got to do is you stay perpetually interested, do not become incurious, and always, always, always keep an eye on the ball and organise. Even if it's just organising yourself to get up in the morning, that's damn well good enough. Now, next up, I'm going to be having a chat to Andrew, and it's about a new writing group, Queers on Bikes Australia, and their history and what they're doing. And basically, they just basically started their new writing group yesterday. So this is just, you may not have heard these before. Have a listen in, because more and more writing groups are starting. And I've just noticing such a explosion, if for want of a better expression, in people documenting and being interested in their own streets, being interested in what's happening in their own area, and the simple joys of either walking, cycling, and getting around on PT are just going exponentially at the moment.
The state Labor government has begun works on demolishing Melbourne's 44 public housing towers to be replaced with private housing. Already hundreds of residents have been displaced, often into unsuitable homes under duress.
The towers on Racecourse Road, Flemington, have become Homes Victoria work sites, while the families still living in the buildings are being treated appallingly.
Join Save Public Housing supporters in solidarity with residents.
Weekdays 7:30 till 9 a.m. as we engage with passing traffic to make some noise and show Jacinta Allen
that the demolition of public housing is unacceptable. Signs and banners provided, or bring your own.
There's power in numbers, so see you at 120 Racecourse Road, Flemington, 7:30 till 9 a.m.
Save Public Housing is a 3CR supporter.
Hi everyone. Yeah, so we've started, me and a friend have started Queers on Wheels Australia. So we've got Queers on Wheels in Melbourne and in Sydney. So yeah, we had our first ride today. And in Melbourne, we went out to the Heidi Gallery this morning, had a coffee out there and cycled back. And Sydney did a similar cycle as well, about the same length. And it was a great turnout. Had about 6 people in Melbourne and I think 9 in Sydney. And we're looking to, build it from here.
Especially for Melbourne. You started at Rushall Station in North Fitz, so you had an absolute peach of a day today. It would have been cold and clear, but it would have been a lovely place to start.
Yeah, it was great spot to start. Very cold this morning. So we needed our gloves. A few people didn't have gloves and their fingers were quite sore by the end, I think. But it was a beautiful day. It's a little bit foggy this morning. And then as we kind of arrived, or we were getting to the Heidi, it started clearing and beautiful blue skies. The sun was out, sat in the sun and had a coffee and, just got to know each other. It was really cute.
There's an emphasis with these rides on social pace, no drop. What else do you want to bring into that? You know, what you feel comfy with?
I suppose Queers on Wheels is all about queer community and being a safe, inclusive space for people to come try cycling and just, join a cycling group where, it's not competitive. It's not about, having all the right gear. It's just a place where everyone's welcome. And we want to keep it that way. So it was great. We had someone come along today who only learned to cycle last year, which was excellent. Really fun to, be cycling with, newbies and just build community from there.
Because that's the thing about those of us who are involved with certain, different types of cycling. Our show's about advocacy and urban cycling. Other people might be into road, other people into gravel. You're kind of coming for the thing of people who never felt like it was for them, because there's all this, there's a bit of a scene, there's a bit of this. And whether we know this or not, or recognise it in ourselves, that sometimes it feels like a bit off-putting.
Yeah, it can be quite intimidating, I think, cycling. And, if you're looking at the gear, like it can be really expensive and you know, some of these cycling, some cycling groups, they do quite long distances as well. They meet very early in the morning. So it can be quite, yeah, intimidating. So we just want to make sure it's like approachable and a real open community. And yeah, that anyone feels free and included to join. And especially for the queer community as well, that, you know, a lot of sports can be quite an intimidating place as well. And so having that, having a space that is, yeah, designated for like queer cycling is really important, I think, and to be able to build queer community, especially in an age now where it's like there's, you know, gay bars and queer clubs are struggling, venues are struggling, and things are moving online a lot more. So it's like how we're kind of, yeah, really keen to look at how we can build community in person, be active, and enjoy our beautiful country.
Yeah, that's the other thing about having a social role is with road and a couple of other disciplines of cycling, you start at an absurd time in the morning and you started at a very sensible human time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, some of the cycles are starting like 6, 6.30, even earlier some places. So, yeah, we met at 8.30 and we roll at 8.45. So have a bit of a sleep in. We don't need to get up too early. And by then as well, the sun's well up. So, and it's starting to get a bit warmer as well. So, yeah.
I don't know about Sydney, Aurora, but down here in Melbourne, it's been awfully foggy. Did you probably just notice the valley fog this morning?
Yeah, yeah, super foggy this morning, but it gives a bit of atmosphere, a bit spooky.
Did you have to just be a bit careful? It was just a little bit too wet on the paths or that sort of thing, or?
It wasn't too bad when we set off. I think maybe by then it had been okay, but a bit earlier it was, yeah. Got to be a little bit careful, I suppose. But yeah, no, the paths were totally dry. I think because we haven't had much rain in the last week or so. So, yeah, it was all good.
Join Uncle James Williams at 7 p.m. Saturday, July the 25th at Moonee Valley Bowls Club at Ormond Park for the official launch of his campaign for Essendon with the Greens for the state election in November. Hear Uncle James speak about taxing the rich, housing, climate action, and a stronger future for everyone. Meet local supporters, enjoy music and conversation, and be part of a positive movement for change. All are welcome. Come along, bring your family, and help launch a campaign built on respect, community, and hope. The Australian Greens Victoria are a 3CR supporter.
Now, I've got to ask you the future plans and the like. So you are going to keep this on a regular thing? You kind of check in on Insta or you've got a Google Calendar or something?
Yeah, so we've just got the Insta at the moment, Quiz on Wheels Australia, Quiz on Wheels Oz, and we're keen to keep it as monthly cycles at the moment. So at the end of the month, basically, we'll have a cycle, usually on a Sunday, I think, and we're kind of keen to start doing some longer cycles, some, you know, further out of the city as well, and just explore different routes. Really like to get to the point where we can perhaps in a couple of cycles, you know, catch the train out for an hour and explore a different area, you know, catch the train out to the Macedon Ranges and do a cycle around there, or, you know, once it starts getting hotter, cycle down to Frankston or around there and have a swim and then catch the train back, lunch at a pub along the way, that kind of thing. So that's the plan. I suppose it's worth mentioning as well, like Quiz on Wheels started back in London, actually, when me and my friend who was running the Sydney one were living in London in 2021, and it started by our good friend Santi. And it just really provided such a great community of cyclists and queers that we're able to connect with and really make great relationships. We did a lot of trips as well together and just had like beautiful times cycling and exploring Europe, and it was amazing. And so since then, me and Scotty have moved back to Oz, and we're really keen to kind of bring that, what we loved about it so much, bring that back to Melbourne and to Sydney. So, yeah, we're kind of keen to build the community and build Queers on Wheels so that we can have some overnight cycles as well, perhaps in the future, like join up with the Sydney crew and do a destination trip, or a weekend trip, or a long weekend. So we've got high hopes for the group.
With the rides, like you're saying, it's inclusive. Now, invariably with cycling, that means some equipment. And you were just saying this morning that some people need a glove. So I'd take the view of ride to the conditions and make sure your bike's is in reasonable shape, the tyres are pumped up. Anything else, you know, that sort of?
I suppose with each of our cycles, we'll kind of notify the conditions and like let cyclists know as to like whether it's going to be a bit more gravel or whether we'll be cycling on road. But all of the info will be, yeah, in the posts, and we're happy to help out with, yeah, hooking people up with, you know, if they need a bit of gear or but where they can find cheap gear or something accessible, borrow it from friends, borrow it within the group.
Because I was just thinking things like a quick check over people's bikes just in case, because you'll get all types, someone might be on a road bike, someone might be on MTB, someone might be on e-scooter or something, or e-bike. Just, you know, simple things like just making sure that your tyres are the right PSI, saddle, that sort of thing. You know, just do a quick bike check at the beginning and everyone has fun.
Yeah, definitely. And it's actually great at Rushall. They have the bike station there with a pump and all of the tools. So great, like, community infrastructure is provided, and yeah, just helps you cycle safe.
I just can't help but notice you were just talking about Europe. Warnings being put out for people, you know, doing outdoor activities and riding over there. I noticed a couple of the critical masses over there actually were kind of riding, you know, in different places, like trying to find places that were shady and the like. And that's the thing of, like, in a changing environment, you know, when you get into your summer rides, just, you know, that sort of thing of ride the conditions or ride a bit earlier, that sort of thing is something to consider. It's amazing. Like here at the moment, it's just cold.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's crazy over there at the moment how hot it is.
You still got friends over there who are kind of experiencing this?
Yeah, definitely. Got a big, very still connected to the Queers on Wheels community over there, and a lot of friends. I was in London for 9 years and moved back last year. So, yeah, a lot of people trying to stay cool in the summer heat. We also had some friends just do Chase the Sun, which is from one side of the UK to the other in one day on the longest day of the year. So you kind of chase the sun and it's about 320 kilometres or something like that. Mm. Crazy. So, had some friends in the Queers on Wheels in London do that. But, yeah, the amount of training and stuff that needs to go in to that is insane. But I think they did that just before the heat waves hit. So, I mean, if the heat waves were on during that time, I think they probably would have had to cancel the competition.
It's kind of different here because we get the dry heat, they get a wet heat sort of thing. And I don't know how people could ride in that. That's just something else. I feel sorry for our European friends at the moment, some of the stuff they're dealing with.
If you want to stay in the loop, just follow us on Instagram, Queers on Wheels Oz, and we'll post all of our rides and different things on our Instagram. And yeah, we're just really keen to build a fun, welcoming community of cyclists that kind of keen to get out and explore and enjoy our beautiful country and build relationships and meet other people and have fun.
We're selling celebrating 50 years of 3CR on Saturday, the 4th of July at Collingwood Town Hall. There'll be stalls, displays, great food, performances, activities, prizes, and so much more. It's a birthday for us, and we can't wait to celebrate with you. Saturday, the 4th of July, Collingwood Town Hall, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Bring your family, tell your friends, all are welcome. 3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Let us know you're coming. Go to Humanitics and search for 3CR to RSVP.
And thank you to Andrew from Queers on Bikes Australia talking about their new group rides. And the last announcement I just played, I don't know if he's mentioned it on the previous shows, but I might mention here that Val's going to be there from Second Chance Cycles helping out with that event that 3CR are putting on for their 50th. So get along. And I just got to say, also over the weekend, there was a heap of stuff. There was not the Roubaix. There was people getting out and about. It's not the Roubaix. It's something else that Andy put on. I just got to go back to talking about Friday night with Critical Mass. It was quite a party on wheels. There were kids, there were dogs, and the most important thing I've seen for a while, a bubble cannon. You probably got a little bit of the audio kind of feel for how much fun it was. And I'm not entirely sure what's happening next month or if it's continuing over winter because, you know, it's cold, it's dark, and as many people noted at when the ride finished, it was starting to get really foggy early. It's cleared up in the last little while, but I think we're going to have rain all this week. Yeah, so, you know, weather in Melbourne is, we all get a little bit, I'm not too sure about this, but as always, there's no bad weather, it's just bad clothing. Anyway, I've just got to also just thing about getting around on a bike and also just using it for your daily activities. Now, Ruth Jelly, who's been a guest on the show a couple of times, she's a councillor at Derriban Council, she's put out a great vid about how to get around and do your daily activities, including recycling all your stuff and going to those repurposed sea containers. And how to do that. So, that's on Instagram. I'll link to that. And what else can I say? Well, I just actually want to quickly reel off all these amazing people. And if you haven't paid up your pledge yet, please do so. But I'm just going to say thank you to Liam, Ali, Owen, Julie, Alison, Claire, Nano, Faith, Alexandra, Dana, Alexandra, another Alexandra, Graham, Thies, Joseph, Aiden, Val, and Alan, David, Dana again, another David, Anon, and Bruce. I'm just reading this as a line item. Bruce, that is incredible. You are awesome, Bruce. Anyway, and thank you to David for sending another message of keep up the great work. Big shout out to Yarrabug Radio. See, it's paying your dues, it's the housekeeping, and this is like a vitally important time of year so that 3CR can make the 300,000 to stay on air. So like next 24 hours into financial year, ensure that you either go to give now at givenow.com.au and look for Yarrabug on 3CR or go to 3cr.org.au/donate. Okay, that's all I've got time for today. Up next, I think we've got, Crime Scene Australia. And also, if you want to listen back to the show, you can go to On Demand. You can check out our podcast. You can check out streaming. You can check out the community radio app as well. Thank you for listening in, and I'll be back in about a fortnight. And next week, Val and Faith will be back in the studio.
Yarrabug would like to thank Bicycle Network for their financial support. Bicycle Network, a not-for-profit with 45,000 members, working to get more people riding for their health and well-being. Bicycle Network is proud to sponsor the Yarrabug program and support its important advocacy for safer and more accessible riding. by becoming a Bicycle Network member and or participating in one of their iconic riding events, you're supporting Bicycle Network's Ride to School programs and advocacy campaigns to make it easier for everyone to ride a bike every day. Visit bicyclenetwork.com.au for more information.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Did you enjoy listening to that podcast? 3CR is a community radio station, and you, the listener, are a part of that community. Right now, it's our radiothon. We need you to pitch in with a few dollars to keep the station going. We can't do it without you. It's easy. Head to 3cr.org.au/donate. Your donations really matter.